Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today we're diving into something incredibly powerful. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion, isn't that a little too touchy-feely for a stoic podcast? Well, let me tell you, it's not about getting all gooey and sentimental. This is about cultivating a resilient inner world, one where we treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it as building your own internal support system, because let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. And when those curveballs hit, wouldn't you rather have someone in your corner, even if that someone is you offering words of encouragement and understanding? Today, we're going to explore some incredible stoic techniques that can help us cultivate that self-compassion. It's not about becoming a doormat or ignoring our shortcomings, it's about meeting ourselves where we are with empathy and acceptance. Ready to learn how to become your own best friend? Let's dive in. First things first, remember that you're human. We all mess up, we all make mistakes, and sometimes life just throws us a curveball when we least expect it. It's okay to not be perfect because perfection is a myth anyway. Embracing our imperfections is the first step towards self-compassion. Next, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's simply about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever felt like your mind is racing a mile a minute? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off? Mindfulness helps us to create space between our thoughts and our reactions, allowing us to respond with more clarity and grace. Then there is the power of perspective. Stoics believed in looking at situations objectively, recognizing the bigger picture. When you're stressed about something that feels overwhelming, try to step back and ask yourself, will this matter in a week, in a month, a year? Often, our worries are magnified by our own minds. Shifting your perspective can help you put things into a healthier light. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that bring you joy and fulfillment. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones, make sure to prioritize activities that replenish your energy and bring you peace. Finally, remember that progress isn't linear. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world, and there will be days when you struggle to get out of bed. That's totally normal. What matters is that you keep showing up for yourself, even on those tough days. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was preparing for a big presentation at work, and I was completely freaking out. I felt like I wasn't prepared enough, my mind was racing, and I was second-guessing everything. I started thinking, what if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? You know that feeling, right? That spiral of self-doubt can be really powerful. But then I took a step back and remembered what we've been talking about today. I acknowledged my feelings, reminded myself that I was human and it was okay to feel nervous, and I focused on the things I could control, preparing as best I could, practicing my delivery, and focusing on sharing valuable information with my colleagues. Guess what? The presentation went well. Not only did I deliver it confidently, but I also received positive feedback from my team. It was a huge reminder that self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about approaching them with courage and resilience. So, remember, you are capable of incredible things. You deserve kindness and compassion, especially from yourself. Now, what's one stoic technique we talked about today that you can try implementing in your life? I encourage you to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, peace isn't just a destination, it's a journey. And every step you take towards self-compassion is a step closer to calm over chaos. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.